This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2134. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. Well, this edition, recorded April 14th, Afghanistan, Alaska, Antarctica, Botswana, Brazil, China, Colombia, Cuba, Ethiopia, Greece, Iran, Italy, Korea South, Kuwait, Maldives, Mali, North America, Romania, Russia, Swaziland, Turks and Caicos, UK, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, we're now well into the A22 shortwave season, and we need new schedule information. There are convenient links to many varieties of A22 schedules at the World of Radio homepage. Just look for A22 at worldofradio.com. Via AIB, a VOA press release March 30th, says VOA officially launches Afghan satellite TV channel. One day after the Taliban banned VOA broadcasts from terrestrial television, this was launched 24/7 direct-to-home satellite for Afghanistan. It's identified as VOA Afghanistan on the Yahsat Y-1A satellite, 52.2 degrees east, transponder 12, downlink frequency 11.938 gigahertz, channel 469. YAHSAT is Afghanistan's most popular platform, ensuring the audience will have access to VOA programming despite Taliban censorship. The satellite stream also includes Azadi Radio. Via Rusty X, Dmitry Medzin in Kazan reports via radio reception telegram that on April 18th, KNLS Alaska is adding 2 hours in Russian at 16 to 18 UT on 9580 azimuth 315. LRA 36 Antarctica was heard in late March, but so far in the first half of April, it's been missing from its usual Wednesday and Saturday broadcasts before and after 15 UT as I check via remotes in Brazil. That's 15475.98, reduced carrier upper sideband in case it returns. Not heard, however, on April 2nd, 6th, 9th, or 13th. April 10th at 22:14 until a few minutes before 23 UT, I was surprised to hear some non-Brazilian Portuguese on 15580. They were covering a silly ball game, but it wasn't football, it was basketball, a team in Angola involved versus South Africa. 15580, of course, is a VOA Botswana relay frequency. Surely that's where this was coming from, but previously unknown scheduling. Off the air after 22 UT when English broadcasts finish. Ron Howard then found that VOA is heavily involved in this, at least online, and at least in English. Then Hans-Jürg Biener found a press release from USAGM 11 months ago that VOA had been named the radio broadcast partner of the new Basketball Africa League. And it seems this year's season is underway. Mano Ricola found some info about upcoming transmissions. Friday, 15 April, 2030 to 23 UT on 6195 and 15580. And Saturday the 16th at 17 to 1930 on 5940 and 15580. Nothing about the languages. It's not clear whether this will be in English or Portuguese or both. But in any event, would be preempting regular VOA news or music broadcasts. Paul Walker in Alaska says he was getting a Brazilian pirate a weak signal on 10230 kHz, April 9th at midnight 55 UT. Wolfgang Büschel reports the highest frequencies of the Falun Gong station Sound of Hope, as heard via remotes in India and Japan, April 14th at 0840 and 0907 UT. They were 21529.716, with CNR1 jamming on 21530 even, and also 18969.855. April 7th, around 0700, I had a barely audible signal in Spanish on 6010. Could that be La Voz de tu Conciencia in Colombia? Yes. The following evening, reported by Rafael Rodriguez that it had been reactivated after a long time. He heard preaching by Mr. Stendhal, National Anthem at 2300. I had better reception the next night, April 8th at 0705, with a song in Spanish, but not much since, so I'm not sure if they're still on the air. A delayed report via the monthly Australian DX News from Jace Gilbert in Melbourne of March 18th, Radio Havana Cuba in Spanish at 07 to 07:15 on 9330. That, of course, is the Cuban number station frequency, but there was a mix-up that day and they were playing Radio Havana Cuba. And it's also, of course, a WBCQ frequency for quite a collision. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana Cuba and or Radio Cuba. The two 59-meter band frequencies, 5025 Radio Rebelde and RHC on 5040 from the same transmitter site Bauta, may produce leapfrog mixing products one way or the other. April 10th at 01:53, I was hearing 5055 with a JBA carrier, but it was stronger later on at 06:14 with enough audio to tell it was coming from Radio Rebelde, leaping over RHC, another 15 kilohertz beyond. At that time, there was nothing on the other side, 5010, but quite the contrary, April 12th at 06:58, when 5010 had quite a mixing product of those two higher frequencies, one in Spanish and one in English. The audio levels mixing about equally. That could be a real problem for WRMI when it is intentionally on fundamental 5010, between 21 and 03 UT. However, I've yet to note such a collision. The new clandestine or target broadcast for Ethiopia on 15340, heard April 13th from 1729.5 until off at 1744. I cannot make out any ID, but via Tony Rogers in the British Text Club, it is Radio Aksumite. I have no idea about the correct pronunciation. It's spelled A-X-U-M-I-T-E. Tony says it was first heard and recorded by Wolfgang von Pillnitz in Austria. The website is aksumitemedia.com. Profile there in English says it is based in Nairobi, aspiring to be on satellite TV established by journalists and media professionals who fled Ethiopia due to the genocidal war in the country. So it's obviously pro-Tigray. The transmitter site appears to be Issoudun, France. There had been another Ethiopian target broadcast just before it, scheduled from 17 to 1730, Dimse Wegata, or Voice of Dawn, but I was not hearing that on that occasion. Ivo Ivanov says there was also Ethiopian white noise jamming, which continued until 1800. Voice of Greece appears to be following a much reduced schedule for its two-month extension on 9420, roughly 1230 to 17 UT on Monday through Friday only. However, on Saturday, August 9th, after 16 UT, 9420, had a variety of music, but the announcements were not in Greek. And that must have been CNR 13, the regional service from China for East Turkestan in Uyghur. That stays on the air until 1805. Alex Kanavos in Chattanooga and Zaharis Liangas in Greece say ERT now has a new 24-hour TV news channel, started a few weeks ago, called ERT News, accessible on the web at ert.gr or ertflix.gr. It includes news about Ukraine, but I assume it is only in Greek. Here's another report of that very strange frequency from Iran in Arabic, 13190. Zaharis Liangas in Greece says he was hearing it around 1103 UT on April 14th. Tarek Zeidan had verified that they are on that frequency instead of 13590. Up on Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard confirms this week's frequencies for Echo of Hope VOH, clandestine from South to North Korea, at 09 UT, 3985, 4890, 5995, 6255, 6350, and 9105. They jump around plus or minus 5 kilohertz. And these frequencies should be good through Sunday the 17th at least. Also Korea North Non, frequency change of Voice of Martyrs via Uzbekistan at 12 to 1230 UT in Korean. Ivo Ivanov reports on April 14th, 15549.9 variable instead of 15600 variable.
You've got to be nimble to keep up with the jump-around frequencies of Radio Kuwait's English broadcast at 05 to 08 UT. At Australian DX News, Craig Seeger and NSW put it on 15502.7, but drifting badly. A strong signal in English, March 27th at 0745. But on April 13th, it was on 15489.880, around 0610 UT, says Wolfgang Büschel. By 0624, it was about 15495.634. Now filed under Maldive Islands NON, that NID transmission on 11620 in English at 15-1530 UT from Voice of Martyrs, Korea. But it's specifically for the Maldive Islands, so far in English. I was hearing it April 12th, 13th, and 14th. It's immediately followed by Vatican Radio in Arabic at 15:30 with quite a different signal. Just a bit too late to include in last week's World of Radio, I got a reply from Pastor Tim Dilmuth of Voice of Martyrs Korea, who happens to be a member of our World of Radio group, explaining this. He says it's a new broadcast intended for the Maldives in English, but we hope to have more and more content in Divehi shortly. Due to our agreement with our radio broadcast partner, we are unable to share the location of the transmission. And we will be starting a Chinese language shortwave station on May 1st, in addition to our ongoing Korean language broadcasts. So it's up to us to figure out where 11620 is coming from. There are hardly any shortwave broadcasters left in West Africa, at least those of a national nature. One is ORTM Bamako in Mali. Jim Renfrew in New York was hearing it between 23:30 and sign-off midnight UT on 5995, also reported in the NASA flash sheet by Rolfus Perry in Illinois, April 9th at 0655, chanting accompanied by a plucked guitar harp-like instrument, a nice recorded ID sequence in French at 0701, and more hypnotic music, live announcements, mentioning Bamako and wishing listeners good morning. I, GH in Oklahoma, often hear Mali as well on 5995, around 0600. Of course, Mali is a relay site for China Radio International, but that's different. And in the news lately, it appears that Russia is making inroads in Mali. It's a bit unstable. There was a coup recently in Mali. Mid-April, AIB reports that Maison de la Presse in Mali has written the country's Minister of Communications protesting suspension of Radio France International and France 24. Appears to be a U-turn, as the organization had seemed to acknowledge the ban earlier in March. At that time, the Maison de la Presse urged local and foreign media to exercise responsibility when reporting the security situation in Mali. Now it says the restrictions on the two French international broadcasters undermine press freedom in Mali. I discovered the North American Antichrist Pirate Station YHWH on a new frequency, 15785 AM, Friday, April 8th at 1508, and again on April 11th at 2129. Josiah says all religions have failed horribly, and so have all governments. And why is he buying so much gas to run his generator, putting fumes into his RV? He says all preachers are liars, Christians and Muslims, and there will be no rapture. He said, now going dark, and pulled the plug abruptly at 2149.4. I also heard him on his regular evening frequency, 7475. April 14th at 0232 past 0329, and also reported by Rick Barton in Arizona and Walt Samenev in B.C. Via International Vacuum, Internet, AM, FM, and Shortwave, World of Radio, 2134. A non-commercial service, like our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Henry Blackwood. City contribution via PayPal, in U.S. funds but not necessarily, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One may also contribute by money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Via Richard Lemke, here's news from Chrissy Brand and Christian Gibaudot of the European DX Council, dated April 11th. Regretfully, we've decided to take the decision to cancel the EDXC conference scheduled for May in Bucharest, Romania. With just a few weeks to go, there were not enough delegates signed up to make it viable, perhaps understandable with people concerned about travel due to COVID-19 and the war in neighboring Ukraine. We will arrange another Zoom meeting for EDXE members and the wider DX community with speakers in a few months' time. April 12th at 15:37 until dead air at 15:50, I was hearing a new target broadcast in Russian on 13600. The next day I heard directly from the station, Radio Pravda. They'd like to spell it as in German with a W. We are a new radio station on shortwave daily with low power 10 kilowatts on 6070 and 9670, and high power 100 kilowatts with high gain antenna on 13600. Consisting of uncensored news journal in Russian for the listeners there, we're on air since April 9th, earning phenomenal feedback. All journalists are working for free and only the transmitter has to be paid for. For that, we started a crowdfunding campaign at fundrazr.com. They also call themselves on Twitter Radio 22. As you may have guessed, the low-power frequencies, 6070 and 9670, are from Channel 292 in Germany. Their schedule there is at 05 UT on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 9, and at 19 UT on 6 and 9, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday, while the high-power broadcast on 13600 at 15 UT is on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturday, and we know that's via Austria. Via the remote in Holland, I was also hearing the 19 UT broadcast April 12th on 6070, which was very good, but not much on 9670. The ID in Russian is Radio Pravda Dlya Russii, or Radio Truth for Russia. Oh, the info the station sent me directly was signed by Alexander Bartz, B-A-R-Z. On FB of WRMI, Shortwave for Freedoms is adding another Radio Liberty relay in Russian via WRMI, starting Monday, April 18th, at 13 to 14 UT on 15770. This info via Alan Rowe in the UK. However, he says there's contradictory information. Not sure if that time is correct. It might be at 12 to 13 UT. Still filed under Russia Non, news from Alan Rowe about a new program on WRMI. Vadim Alexeyev presents the Russian language DX program Radio Panorama on WRMI. Monday at 20 UT on 7730 is adding a new one called Kaleidoscope. He produces in Russia Sundays at 11:30 on 15770. Short features from Russian language broadcasters around the world. For a while, WRMI was carrying Radio Tirana Albania at 06 UT, immediately following the relay of Ukrainian Radio 1 at 05 to 06 on 7730. But on April 13th, Yves Ivanov in Bulgaria says that was replaced by Radio for Peace International out of France in Russian and English. I note that the new name for Swaziland is pronounced Iswatini, not Iswatini as we had guessed. That's the way Transworld Radio pronounced it anyway, signing on at 1458 UT April 10th on way-off frequency 11879.971. About Turks and Caicos medium wave plans, direct from Jerry Kiefer, some slightly different info than last week. He says he's not involved with them, but is well informed. 530 will live again, and 1570 is coming back. The two will be diplexed on a new tower on the northwest end of Providenciales, 330 degrees from the airport. Plan is to run 100 kilowatts on 530 and a kilowatt on 1570. Radio Vision Christiana programming on 530 and local Turks and Caicos programming on 1570. Final permitting is underway and needed supplies are being acquired. Trav Green forwards a story from the NewYorker.com. Can the BBC survive the British government? You may want to look it up. It's dated April 18th. We're very sad to learn of the death of John Henry Carver of Mid-North Indiana on April 8, according to his son, Douglas Rosenbusch. He passed peacefully at the hospital and was fully aware of his faculties and did not want to be institutionalized. I was afraid something might be wrong since I had not heard from him for several weeks. He was a big help here in monitoring Alan Weiner worldwide for my reports. Larry Will says, one of our most dedicated listeners, and a longtime friend and supporter of our programming on WBCQ, has passed away. We'll miss his friendship and letters greatly. John was 73, born in Kokomo, Indiana. He worked as a foreman at Pepco Springs and conducted inspections. He loved model trains, gardening, and assisting others with shortwave broadcasting, an avid reader, and dabbled in writing, according to his obituary. On April 8th, I was surprised to hear AM Italia not only on 1323, but again on 918 kHz in parallel for their medium wave relays of IRRS shortwave, including World of Radio, Friday at 1815 UT and again at 2030, and also Sunday at 2000. However, note that on April 15th, since it's the third Friday of the month, there will be no broadcast of World of Radio at 1815 there, nor on shortwave 7290. Alfredo Cotroneo explains, there are and will be occasional unscheduled tests on 918, but we're more interested in propagation outside Italy into Central and Northern Europe, including the war zones. 1323 is doing better than 918 for long-time propagation. Good news that the Spanish station is not interfering now on 918, but they may come back, who knows. I had pointed out that reception via the remote near Villa Estense was actually better on 918 than 1323. Thomas Dorman in Bell, Oklahoma, tells me he heard WRNO on 15010, April 9th at 1235 to 13 UT in English and Chinese. Poor signal. That, of course, would be the second harmonic of 7505. So check 15010 whenever 7505 is also on the air, anytime between 01 and 13 UT. Some Portland, Oregon market news from Ben Dawson in Washington. Another station that seemed destined for extinction has been saved at the last minute by a 10-watt special temporary authorization with its TIS-type facilities. KUIK 1360 in Hillsboro's one-year off-air period was about to end at 12:01 a.m. April 13th, but it notified the FCC at 6:30 p.m. April 12th. It was back on, with STA facilities authorized on Monday, April 11th. The other Portland market station operating with 10-watt TIS-type facilities is KGDD 1150. KXET 1520 Oregon City is off the air too, and its antenna and transmitter site is dismantled, but it's intended to put it back on with lower power non-directional facilities at another site. 1330 Portland, one of the oldest stations in the market, is now gone for good, says Ben Dawson. But more and more AM stations are celebrating their centennials this year. Here are some recordings made off the air by Ken Zicke in Michigan.
Talk Radio 77 WABC. WABC Radio is proud to celebrate 100 years. From October 1st, 1921, to music radio, to talk radio's crown jewel, worldwide and beyond.
WABC. 100 years serving DFW.
The voice of the Great Midwest, now in our 100th year. This is WGN Chicago, 720 AM, and on smart devices worldwide. Nexstar Media Group Station.
It's 37 degrees at 11 o'clock. Good evening.
Now some comments about the domestic media, first from John Filiozzi. AM medium wave radio in this country has become an incestuous cesspool. When it comes to political-oriented fare, it's starting to infect FM as AM stations migrate. Only one point of view is permitted, and there's no room for any dissenters. I blame the mega-group owners of commercial stations, who are destroying the medium with narrowly drawn formats designed for one thing only, conflict. Some real, but mostly imagined. There are sports talk and minority language and audience stations, a couple of saving graces, and yes, Bloomberg Radio. In Connecticut, Paul S. says, Internet casts are much like TV, in fact, too much. I'm fortunate enough to live near WBBR 1130. I find its programming, though business-oriented, a much better experience than almost all other commercial broadcasts, AM, FM, or TV, and the Internet. At least I hear a wide variety of opinion from businesses elsewhere in the world, England, UAE, Hong Kong, New York, and San Francisco. And operating the radio is a very cost-effective on the listener's end. There is no way cable TV or ISP or even Wi-Fi at, say, $40 a month compares to a few batteries a month. I do agree with the latest sentiment, radio tickles the imagination, whereas other media just stick it in your face for consumption. It's the imagination that's missing in the latter. Uncle Bill Tilford says, I'm more convinced that radio's most valuable function has not been delivery of information per se, but rather doing so in a manner that also humanizes the peoples of the world to each other. Not that this would be understood by those with tunnel vision. Last week we reported that Radio Vanuatu had resumed using 3945, which produces harmonics. On April 13th, Lucio Otavio Bobrovic in Brazil said they changed from 7260 at 0600 to 3945, but he could only hear them on 7890 and 11835. Started listening at 0627 and then made a 4.5-hour recording because, even though it was a third harmonic, 11835 was the best I had ever heard Radio Vanuatu hitting S9. National anthem about 11UT, but the carrier stayed on for another 20 minutes or so. Ron Howard was also listening on this occasion, between 0700 and 1005UT. He was hearing it on both 7890 and 11835. And I was still hearing 11835 the following morning, April 14th, after 0630. As was Bill near Rochester, but you better hurry, no telling how much longer this opportunity will last. Here's something to check out. According to Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria, new broadcasts have been registered starting in April at 11 to 12 UT on 11925 via Taiwan and 21500 via UAE, supposedly in English for South Asia. What could it be? Not yet active, he says, as of April 12th. Every shortwave season, Alan Rowe in the UK compiles his comprehensive schedule by time of music programs on shortwave, and the new edition for A22 is now available as a file in the World of Radio IO group. From catchnews.com, this alarming headline via Mike Terry. Massive solar storm to hit Earth on 14th April, likely to cause power outages, radio disruptions. As of 2025 UT, April 14th, shortly before I'm speaking to you now, Rodney Johnson says, yes, a pretty strong one, but not yet as strong as the one last week. At 21 UT on the 14th, WWV reported K-index of 5. There had been geomagnetic storms reaching the G2 level, and more were expected. The weekly propagation outlook from Boulder, issued April 11th, said geomagnetic field expected to reach unsettled to active levels on April 14th, 15th, 20th, 21st, 23rd, 24th, 29th, 30th, 1st, and 6th, and 7th of May. But ANK indices peaking no higher than 18 and 5 on April 29th, 15 and 4 on April 23rd and May 7th, 12 and 4 on April 15th and 30th. Solar flux rising from 102 on April 16th to a peak of 118 between the 25th and 28th, and then descending slightly to 116 through May 6th. You've been listening to World of Radio number 2134. Glenn Hauser here, hoping you found it informative and will make a point of hearing me again next week, when I conclude with a standard disclaimer.